When President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai formed a very uneasy power-sharing government in 2009, the two set July 2010 as the deadline when Zimbabwe would have a new constitution. Then the date changed to November 2010. Since then, it has changed several times. Besides disagreements between Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai on what to include in the new constitution, inter-party clashes and lack of funds have contributed to the delays. But Zimbabwe's Parliamentary and Constitutional Affairs Minister Eric Matinenga is now hopeful the worst is over. In an interview with VOA, he gave a fresh prediction for when a referendum on the new constitution will be held.
Referendum, I say, optimistically, September. If we can have it earlier than September, it's a bonus. It could be later than September. This constitution making, unfortunately, can no longer be said to be time-driven. It is activity-driven. And because all the three parties have to agree on each activity, it's difficult to give them a time factor.
Given the friction and infighting between President Mugabe's and Prime Minister Tsvangirai's party, some civic organizations have joined forces to pressure the government to stop leading or failing to lead in the constitution-making process. Eddie Sitole is an official of the National Constitutional Assembly, which has long campaigned against a government-led constitutional referendum.
The process is quite shameful. It's unforgivable, very unacceptable for them to do that. We're going to campaign very vigorously. We wanted the people, the real people on the ground, to run the show.
The National Constitutional Assembly believes the new constitution will not reflect the wishes of Zimbabweans, but of the politicians. Not so, says Douglas Monzora, who is heading a government-appointed committee drafting the new constitution. He knows that local communities have been consulted as part of the process for the last several years.
This process is a unique process, even by world standards. There is nothing most people-driven than that.
Critics say this consultative process has been fraught with problems, notably intimidation by political activists with President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Constitutional Affairs Minister Matinenga says criticism and disagreement are inevitable, since politics is by nature the process of debating and reconciling differing viewpoints.
It all depends on where you are coming from, but if you are able to reflect what the people have said in outreach and capture it in the document, then that's what it should be. But whether it would be overtaken by purely party positions is another issue. But the point I've always made is that one can always explain these things within the context of what the people said.
Some of the issues that remain contentious are the fate of minority rights in the new constitution and having presidential limits. For many Zimbabweans, they want another chance to shape their country after the rejection of a draft constitution in 2000. In general, they say they want the new charter to guarantee more freedoms and limit political power, particularly of the president. Chennai Murewa, a vendor in Harare, says she told the government-appointed committee what to include in a new constitution.
I feel that the powers of the president should really be reduced to suit the majority of the people and not he himself and his government. For example, the police should really be independent. He mustn't control them. They should work on their own as an institution.
Whether Chennai Murewa's wishes will be in the new constitution, whether it comes, it remains to be seen. A new charter is required in Zimbabwe before the next elections can be held. That deadline is no later than June 2013. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News in Harare.